League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I was walking through the park the other day. It's great that we can finally get out there and enjoy the sunshine. And I was listening to this song. Everything I need is on the ground, the flowers, the earth, each other. And when you notice the beauty of the earth, you can't help noticing the other side as well. A walk in the park will always be ruined by two things. Number one, pricks on bikes. Bikes on roads, great, whatever. Annoying, but whatever. Just do it if you want. Bikes in parks, what the fuck are you doing? Bikes on paths in parks. This isn't a road, dude. This is not a road. There was a prick on a bike in this park, and pandemic mental health issues notwithstanding, I feel like people are going to be using the pandemic as an excuse to just be a prick. And this dude, he was in his 40s, he was riding at top speed, round and round the paths in this small park, constantly tinking his shitty little bell. Tinking, tink, 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 tinky, tinky, tink. Tinking his fucking shitty little bell. Is there anything more pathetic than the tink, tink, tink of a shitty little bike bell? Get out of my way, tink, tink, tink. I mean, at the best of times, there's a cry for help. But when you're a 40-year-old man riding round and around on a flat park's pathways, tinking at small children and me, you know, it's basically a cunt alert, isn't it? Tink, 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 tink. Cunt alert. Hey, everyone, the cunt's back. I mean, at a push, say excuse me. Yeah, unless he can't speak. Just say excuse me, rather than tink your fucking little bell. And then I'd say, actually, no, I don't excuse you. You are the very epitome of inexcusable. Yes, I know you've been locked up for a year, but we have to draw the line somewhere, don't we? It surely can't be, oh, you know, I've been locked up for a year, so literally every pricky behaviour becomes okay. It's not okay. Get your bike and your shitty little bell and tinky, tinky, tinky off me. But there is one thing more annoying than the tink, tink of the bell. And that is dog owners. Not dogs, dog owners. You see, the dogs didn't ask to be there, did they? Unlike the prick on the bike, they didn't of their own volition go to the park. They were taken to the park by an idiot. And I can say this because I lived around dogs and idiots all my life. My mum, my stepdad have always owned one or two dogs. Why? I've literally no idea to this day. They had kids, seven kids in fact, between them. Why on earth would you want dogs as well? You know, I get it, if you haven't got kids, get a dog if you must, you know? But if you get the dog, know that the dog doesn't want to live with you. Dog doesn't love you. Didn't want to live with you. It's not its choice, is it? What you've done is you've taken the dog from where it was happy, in the kennels, or worse still, from its fucking litter of brother and sisters. Basically, most dogs are snatched, aren't they, from where they're happy. You know, the environments where there are other dogs and place in the house or flat where there are none of its own kind. Fucking cruel. And it loves you because it's forced to love you in the way the Fritzl kids love their dad. They've been captured and they have no choice. You know, you're not a dog lover, you're a dog rescuer. You're a dog kidnapper. And so don't be surprised if, like 90% of the dogs I've grown up with, the dog turns out to be fucking annoying. Fucking annoying, barking all the time, jumping up where they're not supposed to. Of course they're doing that. They're pissed off. You're holding them captive against their will. My mum gets constantly annoyed by her latest dog. Constantly. Jesus, Mum, there is a solution to this issue, you know. Don't get a dog. Leave the dog where it's happy in the kennels. With its mates. Why are you punishing the dog and yourself? Bring it into a house where you have to constantly shout at him to get down. Get down. Get down, Bagel. His name's Bagel. Fucking hell. Get down, Bagel. Get off the soft furnishings where you're happy. Get down, Bagel. Get down. Get down. Get down, Bagel. Get down. I know it's annoying. It's one fifth of her life. She's choosing to shout, get down, Bagel, on a fucking dog. It's like the tink tink of the bell, isn't it? Get down, Bagel, get down. It eats away at my head. Like, why are you here, dog? Bagel, there's no reason for you to be here. There's no reason for this pain. And so the dog gets into the park. It's gone fucking mental, hasn't it? You know, it's got Stockholm Syndrome, loving its captor. It forgets about its old life because the dog's memory is shit, isn't it? And then you take it to the park and it suddenly remembers, it suddenly sees other dogs. And it goes fucking nuts. Because all it wants to do, obviously, is go up and sniff and fuck other dogs. Put the boot on the other paw. A dog locks you up with a load of dogs, right? And then takes you to a park. What's the first thing you do? You run up to the other humans and you say, help, help. Ting, 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 help. I've been kidnapped. But the other humans can't do anything about it because the word help, and indeed every word that comes out of your mouth, sounds like this. What? What? Because you've been locked up for years. You've forgotten how to talk. And then you're dragged away, aren't you? You're dragged back on a fucking lead. Taken back to the house of dogs. Forcing you to sleep on the hard fucking floor rather than the soft furnishings. Fucking brutal. And when the dog runs up to the other dogs and starts sniffing and licking and trying to fuck the other dog, the owner always says the same thing, don't they? Exactly the same thing. Oh, don't worry. He's a big softy. Oh, don't worry about him. He's a big softy. Don't worry, he's a big softy. He's a big softy. Look at him. He's panting. He's licking. He's confused. He's on heat. His bollocks are like angry fat tomatoes. Tell the truth. Tell the fucking truth. Fuck. Be careful of my dog. He's really fucking suffering with his mental health right now. And if your dog is not fucking careful, he's going to fuck it and then tear its fucking face off. Ting, ting. It's going to tear its fucking face off. Be careful. Ting, ting. Can you move out of the way, please? Ting, ting, ting. You can fuck off as well, mate. Once it's fucked the dog, you're the next one in its mouth, you little prick. The only way of numbing the pain will be to chomp down on your pricky little bell. Ting, ting. Ting, ting. Ting, I'm being fucked by a dog. I'm being fucked by a dog. Ding, ding, ding. So, as I say, it's a beautiful park. Everything I love is on the ground. The flowers, the earth, one another. And everything I hate is on the ground as well. Bike bells. And dog owners. But as the saying goes, if you want to see the beauty, you got to put up with the cunts. And as we emerge from the pandemic, we've all got to be more tolerant of the things that annoy us. So I stepped aside. As the cunt tinked his little pricky bell. And I smiled as the dog owner said, "Oh, he's just a big softy," as the dog tried to hump my leg in a desperate cry for a fuck. Because at the end of the day, we've all been that dog, haven't we? We've all been locked up away from each other for months, or some of us over a year, desperate for all the stuff we've been kept from. I'm gagging for it all. And some of us are going to emerge like arseholes. And at the end of the day, what's the best thing an arsehole can do? Warn you, he's coming. By tinking his little arsehole bell. So don't hate him. He's just a big softy, really. We're all just big softies. And we all need some love and attention. Love me, guys. Love me. Get down, Nathan. Get down, Nathan. No, no, love me, love me. Oh, don't worry about Nathan, he's just a big softy. There's nothing soft about it. Get down, Nathan. Please, just tink my fucking bell. Tink it. Just tink it. Just tink my bell. Just tink it, just the edge. Just tink it. Get down, Nathan. Get down. Oh. Excuse me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.